Hey, it's been on my mind all week. We just missed the July 18th deadline for drafting those stablecoin regulations under the Genius Act. Honestly, it really highlights just how tricky it is to balance financial innovation with protecting consumers and keeping the whole system stable.
It's a fair concern, and the delay does bring some short-term uncertainty. But looking at it from a policy standpoint, this pause actually gives regulators a necessary window to refine a comprehensive framework before the law officially kicks in January 2027.
That makes sense. After all, the whole point of the Genius Act is to finally give us clear compliance pathways, solid reserve requirements, and proper oversight mechanisms. We've been waiting for that clarity.
Absolutely. And that clarity matters because these tokens, which are pegged to currencies like the U.S. dollar, have already become essential infrastructure. They're powering everyday transactions, cross-border payments, and liquidity across decentralized platforms.
Right, and lawmakers originally set that July 18th target to give federal regulators enough breathing room to draft the technical standards. So why did we miss it?
It comes down to overlapping jurisdictional authority and the sheer technical complexity of these assets. You've got the SEC, CFTC, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, and the Treasury Department all sharing oversight.
Wow, that's a lot of moving parts. Getting all those agencies on the same page must be a massive undertaking.
It is. Reaching consensus on critical issues like reserve audits, redemption mechanisms, and reporting standards requires extensive interagency coordination, mandatory public comment periods, and thorough legal reviews. There's no shortcut to getting it right.
I completely agree. I'd rather see a deliberate process that prioritizes long-term market resilience over rushed rulemaking. But I have to wonder, what's the impact right now for the companies actually building this?
Currently, that regulatory gap leaves stablecoin issuers operating in a compliance gray area. That ambiguity can delay product launches, restrict banking partnerships, and force companies to adopt overly cautious risk management strategies just to stay safe.
That's really tough for innovators. And on the consumer side, it probably feels pretty unsettling too, right?
Exactly. Without finalized federal rules, protections like transparent reserve disclosures and guaranteed redemption processes remain unstandardized. Meanwhile, payment processors and exchanges face serious integration challenges when trying to bridge stablecoins with traditional finance, which raises the risk that innovation could migrate offshore or that mainstream adoption could stall.
The last thing we want is for all this progress to move overseas or just grind to a halt. So, looking ahead to that January 2027 launch, what should we expect?
Regulators will likely shift into an accelerated drafting phase. We're talking publishing proposed rules, hosting public consultations, and convening technical working groups to finalize those compliance requirements.
And I imagine the industry will have a lot to say during that process.
They will. Industry groups and legal experts will play a central role in shaping the final language. The goal is to advocate for standards that are strict enough to safeguard consumers, but flexible enough to accommodate rapid technological evolution.
That balance is everything. Until federal enforcement actually begins, how are issuers supposed to operate?
They'll continue relying on existing state-level frameworks and voluntary industry best practices. The critical takeaway here is that regulating emerging financial technology simply requires patience, cross-agency coordination, and adaptive policymaking.
I love that perspective. While the missed deadline definitely creates some temporary market friction, I think it ultimately serves as a stress testing period. It'll help ensure the final framework is robust, consumer-focused, and truly capable of supporting sustainable innovation in the digital economy.
Well said. Despite the bumps in the road, the momentum toward a clear, stable regulatory environment remains firmly intact.